The degree to which you allow yourself to receive is how much you will allow yourself to receive money. Welcome to the Sam Altieri Show. I'm your host, Sam Altieri, and I'm an intuitive business and wealth activator, an empowerment coach, and a speaker. I know that you are an aspiring or current entrepreneur who's ready to go big, and I can help you get out of your own way, show up unapologetically, and create wealth from the inside out. So if you're ready to wake up your potential in all parts of your life and business, let's jump into the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the six-figure series. I am so excited. We are on episode 5 of the six-figure series. So make sure you go back and listen to the other 4 episodes that I have done where I am breaking down the fundamentals of scaling to six figures. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most juicy topics, one of the topics that I have really fallen in love with because for so long, I really struggled with money. I really just felt like I couldn't understand money or I didn't have enough money. And I am at the place in my life where that is no longer my reality anymore. And that feels really surreal to say. I am saying this to you as I look out of my van at the beach. The palm trees are swaying. The sun is hitting the ocean. And we are about to have another juicy 5-figure month and supporting the most epic clients. And I have just been telling Kurt, like, every day, I'm like, is this real? Like, we're in Florida right now. And I'm like, is this real life? Like, it's February. And it feels like we're only here for like a week because that's just like what my body is used to in the wintertime. But like, this is the first winter. Like, I have been wanting this my whole life to be able to live in a warm place in the winter. I love snow, but I do not like the cold. And so being here feels extra special. And recording this money episode for you feels even more special. And I want to share with you kind of like the general framework of how to completely rewire your money mindset, to have a much healthier relationship with money, to make more money, to allow more money, to save more money, to hold more money, to invest more money, all the things, like everything money. So obviously, I can only share as much as I can share in a podcast episode. So if this is a topic that you are like, holy shit, I want to learn more about this. I have a program inside of The Current called Power and Prosperity, and I teach you everything in depth. It's like an 8-module course. It's everything that I have done to pay off like $30,000 worth of credit card debt, to now have, I mean, I don't even know if to check, but like an actual legit savings account, to be paying myself on payroll, like to just have the fundamentals in place, and to make way more money than I invest and spend. And so that feels really freaking delicious. So if you have already been eyeing The Current and you know that you want to learn all about the money stuff, then jumping inside of The Current, that's my all access pass year-long experience. That would be the best place for you because you get it all and financially it just makes sense to jump in and get everything anyways, plus coaching with me and the community. So let's talk about money today. When I say the word money, I'm curious, what are the emotions that come up for you? Because when I was first starting personal development and learning all about money, for me, it was a lot of stress and frustration and, oh God, just so much emotional turmoil. I mean, anxiety. It just wasn't the best feelings in my body. I would get really overwhelmed. I would kind of shut down. I would just freak out. And I didn't really want to ever deal with money. Now, I had avoidant attachment style with money. If you are familiar with the attachment styles, we can either have an anxious, avoidant, or secure attachment style. And I think I have an episode on this. I'll try to link it in the show notes if we do, on attachment styles. But avoidant attachment with money really looks like not wanting to deal with it, not looking at your accounts, not looking at, you know, money going in, money coming out. And at the end of the day, money is just numbers. And if right now you are in a place where you feel like you're not making enough money, then you are spending more than you are making. It's like, I feel like this is the simplest thing, but I think that financial literacy is not something that we are taught. It's something that I believe should be in all school systems. I believe I'm very passionate about this now after like just discovering this and learning this for myself. But if you find yourself not wanting to deal with or look at your accounts, or, you know, being scared to open your bank account, like, that to me shows, ooh, we get to, you know, work on this, right? And really, it's just a gauge of like where you're at in your relationship with money. I want you to think about your relationship with money like a lover, like a person that you're actually in a relationship with. If you didn't want to deal with your partner, or you avoided your partner, like, do you think that your partner would want to give you love, would want to spend time with you, would want to, you know, come back to the house after it goes out? No. And I want you to think about that when it comes to money, because at the end of the day, money is just energy. And it's, I really like to personify money. It's really helped me so much. And when I realized that I was treating money as some problem, then I was just pushing it away. I was sabotaging it, right? The other extreme that you can go to is being really anxious with money. And as I started to create more money, I actually noticed this pattern show up a little bit, which is like the anxious attachment, which is basically like checking your bank account all the fucking time, checking Stripe, checking to see if someone purchased something. If you're in this space in your business and in your life, then this means there's a lack of trust with money. And you're just like, oh God, like more, more, more. Like you're kind of maybe experiencing some impatience with money. And so the goal is to get to a secure, neutral, loving, trusting relationship with money where it actually doesn't matter how much money that you have, you can still remain neutral. This is how we regulate your nervous system with money. And this is the ultimate goal. And I can say that a lot of my clients come to me and want to make more money, and they do, but also some of the things that we do together are actually healing their nervous system and getting their nervous system regulated, emotionally regulated around money, so that when they look at their account or anything happens, they don't just go into scarcity. They're actually able to hold their emotional, neutral, grounded state no matter what is happening in their reality, whether it's in their bank account or their business or whatever. They're able to feel a deep sense of I am safe within myself, and okay, this is the numbers, we can change that, right? So that's really the ultimate goal, I believe, because then you have a really healthy relationship with money. It's the same with if like your partner doesn't like give you a kiss when they come home. What do you make that mean? Do you make it mean that they don't love you, or do you make it mean that they just didn't give you a kiss? It's the same thing. I think a lot of highly sensitive spiritual entrepreneurs like myself, I think a lot of people, they basically make their business problems personal, and they turn their business problems into like it's a you problem. And I want to just tell you, like, it's not. Like, it's not a you problem. Yes, there's patterns in your life that are going to show up in your business, but I want to remind you that you're not the problem, like that you aren't. We can do things in your business and in your life to actually set you up for way more success so you can receive more money, okay? So the next thing is falling in love with money, right? Like actually neutralizing money and loving money and normalizing this, like normalizing desiring more money and not making it mean something about you. I think a lot of people, this used to be me, I didn't want to make more money, or I didn't want to charge more because I didn't want to be perceived as greedy or selfish or fill in the blanks. Man, and that kept me small. It kept me really small. The way that you are going to allow more money to come into your world is if you don't make it mean anything bad about you that you want to make more money. It is okay to want to make more money. And I grew up Catholic, and I feel like there's a lot of like Catholic guilt that happens with money. Like it's like give everything away and only give. It's like never receive. And so we actually get to start normalizing receiving money. Like of course you deserve to receive money. And I know that you know this. It's a remembering of it, right? The degree to which you allow yourself to receive is how much you will allow yourself to receive money. So with money, money is just an energy, right? It's a neutral resource. It's what we use to pay for things. But if you allow yourself to receive in other areas of your life, in sex, receiving compliments, receiving pleasure, receiving the joy in the moment, right? Like soaking up the sunshine, these little moments, we're actually able to receive more money and not make it feel foreign to our bodies, right? This is kind of like the wealth embodiment piece. Last night I went for like a nice long walk once we pulled up to like our spot in Florida here, and we're parked like right along the beach, and I was going for a walk because I was just kind of feeling like a little bit in my head, and I was like, okay, I need to like get out of the van and like walk around. So I walked around, and then as I was walking around, oh my God, if you look at my Instagram stories, you'll be able to see the sunset. But I took a photo of the sunset. It was so beautiful. And I was just like dancing around and just enjoying. And then I sat down on the like seashell beach and I was watching the sunset and I was like, oh my God, yo, this is fucking dope. I really allowed myself to receive that moment. And I think so many people rush through receiving the pleasure. They're like, okay, saw the sunset, move on, next, 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 next. This is where we've got it wrong. You know, we got to soak it up. We have to allow ourselves to receive. This is the feminine, right? Because without that, and you're just in your masculine, like, you're just going to be going, 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 doing, 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 and not actually allowing yourself to receive the abundance that is yours, right? So speaking of receiving, as an entrepreneur, you are in the business of making money. That's what a business is, right? That's what a business is for. It's obviously to solve people's problems and to help people, but as a result, you make money. And so I want you to also fall in love with creating money and selling your offers. Like, you literally have to. You cannot not sell and not talk about money or not put yourself out there because you don't want to be salesy or sleazy or annoying or whatever. Like, you're a business and you're in the business of making money and helping people. You know what I mean? And like, the sooner I got this in my brain, the sooner that we normalize like 30 to 50K months, and that's growing. And I'm like, there's no need to feel bad about receiving money. Like, if you right now feel like you're taking from people, that's something that you get to journal out, because the truth is that's not what's happening. You are receiving money in exchange for a valuable service, right? And if right now you don't feel like your service is valuable, then check in, come and jump into Fly to Six Figures late, all good, or just join the current. And I literally teach you how to create offers that sell, right? Because there is like formulas to this all. But like, at the end of the day, you have to fall in love with money. You have to normalize money. You have to love providing value and solving people's problems, because you will literally never have to worry about money again if you just focus on providing value to people and selling, right? And creating solutions to people's problems. Okay. So another thing that I want to talk with you about with money is money needs purpose. One of my, I actually did this like fire walking ceremony thing like a few years ago with Kurt. It was really fun. And, I think it was his stepmom that invited us. Yeah. And, one of her coaches, she's a therapist, and one of her coaches actually became my coach. And she said this to me, and I will never forget it, because it really, it makes sense. But not only that, it also helped me make more money, which is, money needs purpose. Money needs a why. And I think a lot of times people want to make more money, but they don't actually have a reason why. Like, if you don't know what you're going to do with the money, then sometimes that can create a block, because you're like, oh my God, like, if I make all this money, like, what am I going to do with it? And then you start to associate money with overwhelm instead of money with pleasure. And so I find that when you give money purpose, and when you have a clear path and a clear reason to create more money, you want to make more money because you know where it's going. So this could be like investing it into your high yield savings account. Like, this is something I do. I just am always in the act of transferring money to my high yield savings, and then my money makes money for me. I'll actually put a link to the high yield savings account that I use. It's amazing. It's got like 4.5% interest. So I make like, I don't even know how much money it is a month on it, but it's like, my money is making money. And that's the goal that you want to, you know, that's where you want to be, right? You can also make investments. You can invest in stocks and bonds and crypto and whatever you want to make. But also investing in yourself, because I believe you're the biggest ROI. Like, I have definitely gotten a better ROI than my high yield savings account, of course. So a lot of times I'm making more money to invest more money, to grow my skills, to grow how valuable I am. And that's the idea, right? Is like, as you grow as an entrepreneur, you want to grow your mindset, but you also want to grow your skill set. And so if part of, you know, you're here because you have a big mission and a big movement inside of you, then let that money be purposeful, right? Why do you want to make all this money? Okay. The next thing is like a practical piece that I want to share with you, because I really feel like this is going to like change the game for you. It's like really around like setting those, energetic minimums and those energetic maximums. So when I first learned about money, I actually learned a lot of what I know. Well, actually, I would say I've learned from a lot of different money mindset mentors. I've learned so much about wealth through YouTube. I've learned so much about money and wealth through books. I've read so many books on money. One of the things that's really stuck with me that's just worked has been setting your energetic minimums. And I have definitely talked about this in a previous episode, probably multiple of them, but I'm going to say it again because it really does work. Is actually understanding what is your energetic minimum. So this looks like, what is the amount of money that you always seem to have? Whether it's always seem to have in your savings, always seem to have in your checking, always seem to have left over at the end of the month. That is your energetic minimum. So maybe like 6 months ago, I noticed that my energetic minimum was, I had like $25,000 worth of credit card debt. And I probably had like $5,000 in my business checking account. And I didn't really have any savings, maybe like a few thousand dollars in savings. And I had a few thousand in like crypto. And, you know, I have like my retirement and all that stuff, but I don't even think about that in terms of like money available to me because I'm just not touching that until retirement. So what I noticed is like, okay, my energetic minimum is negative. Like I have way more debt than I do have assets. So yikes. Right. And what I realized is like, I want to change that. And so over time I started to completely transform my energetic minimum. And at the end of last year in 2023, I decided that I was going to basically make my energetic minimum be in the positive. Now, I still have certain things in my life that I am like paying off. Like we bought our van, but we have a payment remaining on it that we're paying off. So there's still some of that debt. But like I decided I just was not available to have credit card debt anymore. I was like, nope, not available for it. I'm done with it. Like I am complete. And so I just decided that. And I can't remember exactly what month that was. I think it was in maybe October of 2023. As of January, paid it all off. I just got so fed up with having it. I was like, I'm done. And I just paid a huge chunk off. And then I paid another huge chunk off. And I like looked at my statement balance and I was like, oh my God, I paid off $20,000 worth of credit card debt in January. What the hell? And I cleared my whole card. And why I did that is because I was just like, I'm done. And I also had the belief that the bank account would replenish. Now, this is why I said like this episode could be like 5 hours, because so much of what happens in our external reality with money is dictated by our beliefs, right? Our beliefs dictate our reality. I have the belief that when I invest money or when money leaves my bank account, it replenishes immediately. I don't know how this happens, but it does. And what happened was the night of December 31st, so what's that, New Year's Eve? I was like, I just paid off 10K of it. The next day, I made like $9,000 in that day. And every single time I did this and do this, whether it's paying a mentor or whatever, it comes back. It's like, and it doesn't take time either. It's immediate. I have this belief. So if this is a belief that you want to get behind, start believing it. I just have the belief that it replenishes. I'm like, yeah, money just loves to be there for me. Money is literally just like always around me and it wants to just come to me. And the more trust I have and the more that I surrender and I let it go, trusting that it's coming back, I create it, right? But it's also my vibration. And so this is where the energetic minimum sets in. It's like, can you be open to magic and money and miracles coming in? A lot of the women that joined Fly to Six Figures messaged me and were like, dude, as soon as I enrolled, like X, Y, and Z happened, this happened, that happened, this happened, something in their energy changed, right? Something in their vibration changed. And this happens so much when clients work with me, is that this happens, right? So the way to change and raise your energetic minimum is first of all noticing what it is right now and then deciding that you're going to bump it up, right? And you have to be able to get behind it. Like when I say get behind it, what I mean is like you have to be able to believe it's possible. You don't have to know how, but you have to believe it's possible. You have to just surrender and trust, right? And then take any aligned action. And if there's something that you like, if you're like, okay, I really cannot get behind this number, if you're making a jump, like say you're making $3,000 a month right now and you want to make 10, but when you say, okay, I'm going to make $10,000 this month and you don't fully believe it, that's not helpful. Maybe you need to make a smaller step. So maybe it's like, okay, I'm going to make 5,000 or 4,000. It doesn't matter. Like you have to trust that your nervous system is going to let you know when it feels like it's too much. But you can also use your journal to journal out any limiting beliefs and write them down, right? And then flip them into empowering beliefs. Like, well, why couldn't I do that? Like, why could somebody else do that and not me, right? And you start to realize, like, miracles can happen any freaking second, like literally any second, okay? So these are like the main things with money. Now, I want to give you some practices that you can use to raise your frequency and to improve your relationship with money and to just allow your well-being and your abundance to flow to you. That's honestly why I called the current, because it is a currency that you tap into. It's a decision to feel good. It's a decision to find better feeling thoughts. It's a decision to feel the feelings, let go of the emotions, let go of the past, have the conversations that you need to have so you can be internally free, tap into the current, and then create from that place, okay? So here's a few practices that you can use to raise your frequency. So one of my first ones is scripting. If you've never done scripting, oh my God, you're in for a treat. This is one of my favorite manifestation practices. Basically, you're going to write a letter in the present tense from the place of already having what you want. So before I manifested Kurt and the van and this life, I remember writing in my journal, and even last year, I remember writing in my journal, oh my God, I am making 30 to 50K months. Holy shit, it's happening. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I was just writing it in the present tense of as if it already happened. And what happens is that your body starts to be like, holy shit, it's happening. It's happening. You start to get your subconscious mind to think that it's already happening. And the key here is when you close your eyes and visualize, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between reality and a dream and imagined state and just something that you're, you know, envisioning in your mind. And so scripting is a great way to get you out of the conscious mind, which is full of lack and limitation in your current reality, and actually get you into the other timeline. So it's like a timeline jump. It's really fucking cool. And it works. Now, it may take you some time. There's sometimes like a delay, right? Like, we're going from like 5D to 3D. So just keep showing up and just keep believing it. Like, you don't throw in the towel because it doesn't happen immediately, but trust, like, just keep doing these things to keep your frequency high, okay? Two of my other favorite things are dancing and like dancing with money. Like, I will close my eyes and literally dance with money and like visualize money like a person. It's kind of weird, but it works. I feel like I've done this for every launch. Like, I've just closed my eyes and I'm like, oh my God, all these women are pouring in. It's so amazing. I'll close my eyes. I'll see my bank account. I visualize like the Stripe notifications. Like, I'll visualize the savings account growing. Like, this is something I do. I try to do it every day, but I'm really like, oh God, I'm just normalizing more and more and more and more money. And this is what we have to do, because when our subconscious mind is exposed to this more and more and more and more, it sees it as normal. And then when we receive it, we're just kind of neutral, and that's good. Like, I'm neutral when I get a notification that I'm getting a deposit for $6,000. That's neutral. But before, that would have made me be like, oh my God, right? I would have been freaking out. And like, it's not that that's bad, but we actually want to normalize and be grounded with the money that we receive, so we don't like freak out about it and then like impulsively spend it or something. Another thing, I've learned this mostly, this one from Abraham Hicks, she does this so well, and I fucking love doing it, is going on a rampage. This is where you walk around and talk to yourself, and if you think I'm crazy, like, whatever. I mean, don't knock it till you try it. You gotta go wild, speak your manifestations out loud like a crazy person. Be like, oh my God, it fucking happened. I had my first 5K month, or I had my first 50K month, or I had my first 100K month. Holy shit, new clients are reaching out to me all the time. They just wanna be with me. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know whatever your thing is, right? But I want you to go on a rampage for like at least 30 seconds. Just go out or say it out loud. Like, this is such a powerful embodiment and manifestation practice to raise your frequency and to just start normalizing more and more and more and more money. I want you to start having this identity of being a wealthy, successful person. Because so much of your money stuff is rooted in identity. So much of your money stuff is rooted in childhood. So much of your money stuff is rooted in how you grew up, what you saw your parents do, or your caregivers, or whoever was around you. So you have to decide that you are no longer available for struggle or lack or not enough money or like being poor or broke or whatever, you know, if you've ever had those thoughts. And decide that you are changing your identity to a wealthy fucking person, right? I feel like I'm in this transition, not that I was broke necessarily, but I didn't feel abundant and I didn't feel wealthy at all. And I feel like I didn't have the identity of wealth. And I think once we bought our Mercedes van, I started to actually realize, holy shit, we're driving a luxury vehicle, right? And then I started to just upgrade my life in little ways, like not extreme ways, but little ways that reminded me of my wealth. And this feels really fucking good to do for yourself. If you are somebody who's like super, a super visual person like myself, then having, this is the next thing, is like having visual anchors to remind you of your wealth is going to be really great. This could be a vision board. This could be, you know, making upgrades, or maybe you buy a ring that, actually just reminds you of your innate abundance. Like you look at it and you just feel that abundance. Also a great thing for raising your frequency. The last few things are general things that I try to do most days, and I swear just makes me feel so much better in my life and also creates more money because I feel better, and it's like this just stream of good things. So sunshine, nature, movement, these are things I do every day. I definitely get sunshine like first thing in the morning. I talked about this in episode one, like my feel good habits and, movement, whether it's movement, like working out, running, yoga, breath work, anything that's going to move energy and move your body. That is a great one. Meditation also. And then lastly, it's, good music. Good music does something to the loins. I swear it, like, it literally just makes me feel so good. And even when I was a kid, music would also, when I was like feeling depressed and sad and like nobody gets me and nobody understands me, I would use music to also feel those feelings more too. But I think I've started to train my body to be like addicted to feeling good. And so when I'm not feeling good, I'm like, oh, right? And it's a chance for me to just feel the feelings and know that the next day will be a better day. Like it's not, you're not going to be in a perpetual state of like blah. I definitely feel like I have been in there. I have been there when you're just having an off day, you know, you don't know why necessarily, but you just feel off. This actually, I did feel this yesterday until I went to the beach. I was just having an off day. And then I did something. I changed my frequency. I felt so much better. Right. And so like that really is the key. So, okay. Let's just do a little mini recap. Okay. So that you know what you are doing. So we have falling in love with creating money and selling your offers, giving money purpose, normalizing money, not putting money on a pedestal or pretending like money is only for certain people, allowing yourself to receive money, setting your energetic minimums and maximums, and your attachment style with money, as well as all the embodiment and manifestation practices that I just shared with you to raise your frequency. So I am so excited to see what you take from this episode. This is a very juicy, jam-packed episode, but this is going to allow you to show up in your business, in your life, with this state of like, oh my God, deliciousness. I love money. I love receiving money. Money is fun. Money is easy, right? And starting to develop a mindset and a belief system with money that actually feels really good and is not stressful or frustrating or anxiety provoking, but is like, yes. And I know that it can feel like really out of reach if you are not in this place at all. I just want to be a reminder to you that there was a point in my life where I would wake up in the middle of the night because I'd be freaking the fuck out because I didn't have enough money in my bank account to cover my bills in my business. And this was a very scary time. And so I just want to let you know that doing this work has changed my life. And like, not just the mindset and manifestation stuff, but also the financial literacy, oh my God, that word, literacy stuff, like actually opening up a spreadsheet and writing down and seeing what's coming out of your account and what's going into your account and starting to make sure that the number going out is smaller than the number coming in, right? Oh, and it's way easier. It is way easier to make more money than it is to cut down on expenses. So this is why I'm such a fan of entrepreneurship and business, because there's unlimited amounts of money that you can make. When you're in a 9-to-5, you are cut off, right? There's a cap. And like anything, if there's a cap on anything, then you hit that limit. It's the same with like, you can only cut out so many coffees before you can before there's no more coffees to cut out. But there's infinite and limitless ways to create more money, to create more offers, to create more value for people, to sell more things, and to continually raise your income. You know, like, so let's choose the abundant route, the limitless route, rather than focusing on like cutting out all the things that bring you joy. I'm not going to be the person that's telling you to cut out your latte. I do think there's a time and a place to reduce that type of spending. But if that really is something that brings you joy, then you need to keep that into your life. Okay. So again, if this is like freaking hitting for you, please send it to a friend, send it to a business bestie, share this podcast. It means the freaking world to me. It really, really does. Because as you know, my goal is to grow this show to be the top female entrepreneur podcast. It is the love of my life. It is the reason. It's just like, it is my favorite thing to do. I love sharing everything I know with you here on the podcast. And so yeah, I just love that you're a listener here, and it means the world to me when you share. So thank you again. I love you so much. If you want to inquire about jumping into the current, please just shoot me a DM and we can chat. Would love to be alongside you for the ride and scaling your business and increasing your frequency and developing juicier relationships, having better sex, feeling better in your body, all the things that we do inside the current. Hot seat coaching with me. We have like 3 to 6 live calls, an incredible community of empowered women empowering each other. And it feels like a freaking soul family for us, spiritual entrepreneurs. So I love you so much. Thank you. And we will catch you on next week's episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to hear what your biggest takeaways were. I want to connect with you more. So please find me on Instagram at Sam Altieri, and I will be sharing even more content to unleash your most unapologetic expression and also create a wildly wealthy life and business. If you want to be entered to win a free one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, you just have to take a moment to leave a rating and a review of this podcast and just send my team a quick screenshot. Your support means the freaking world to me, and it really helps the podcast reach more women who are ready to show up unapologetically and create a wildly wealthy life and business. All the details for the giveaway can be found in the show notes of this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon.